Welcome everyone. Today we are going to discuss the case studies in travel and tourism. Objective of this chapter is naturally to illustrate to you various and highlight to you various ways AI is being used and can be used by the travel and tourism industry and how it can benefit from it. AI application, destination management and marketing. Smart destination management strategies. They leverage AI. They make data-driven decisions, and visitor management is achieved by Mixra. Marketing campaigns are tailor-made for promotions, targeting, conversion, and they use technologies such as AR, augmented reality, and virtual reality for immersion of destination experiences. So that's what's being used right now. And it involves using of technology. Basically, what does AI do? It takes data-driven data and it interprets data, and the decision making happens through data, and visitor management happens through data, and enhancement of experience of tourists, optimization of resources which are available in smart in destinations to be optimized. The location is done in that manner. So the vast amount of data is collected in terms of tourist preferences, where they go, how they behave, what is the footfall of tourists, where they are right now. So real time management happens. So do all these gives insights. So the destination management organizations, they use this data and they form to help them in decision making various aspects. So they can identify popular tourist attractions, predict visitor traffic patterns, what time will visitors come. So with that help, they can, you know, with the help of AI, they can do crowd management techniques. They can use crowd management techniques so that it doesn't become very heavy, unmanageable, becomes seamless and enjoyable. And they manage to avoid congestion and overcrowding, which can, you know, result in a lot of disasters. So that's a very good way of using AI. The visitor management system enables them to, you know, personalize visitor experiences, deliver targeted services, recommendations based on individual preferences and interests. So those are things which are also used. Like, let's take an example. If Mehrangarh Fort in Jodhpur used AI, they don't use it currently, but if they used AI, so you know, they get visitors from different all parts of the world. Now, using knowing and when these visitors flow into the fort, what are the fort places which they like to see from the fort? Which are the which type of visitor coming from which country likes to eat in what type of food? They can recommend accordingly. They have these restaurants all across the fort. They can recommend accordingly where they have what, how much time it takes for a visitor to go away, what are the paths they should follow. So all that can be used using smart destination. So all that data, demographics, the preference behaviors, where they should go, like I just explained to you, what are the dining options. The whole overall, that enhances the overall satisfaction engagement. Then, having virtual assistants and chatbots can provide real-time assistance. Like if I want to go for the bird eye view of Jodhpur city in Mehrangarh Fort, because that's the example I chose. So if it tells me right now it's overcrowded, so before that you could stop here and have a cup of tea or coffee and then move there. By that time and the flow, the number of tourists would reduce and you'd be able to get a better view. So that also helps. So what does then all this information which is collected via AI, what does it do? It tells me what type of marketing campaign should I have. These are the type of customers which are coming to me. This is the demographics where they're coming from. These are the preferences which they have. Should I build on businesses within in those areas? What type of target marketing should I do to these type of customers? So I can do effective promotions and therefore have higher conversion rates. So apart from this data which is generated on the AI also uses online data, online behavioral patterns. They study behavioral patterns on various social media sites, past interactions, they identify potential customers. And these you can deliver personalized messages to. Always AI suggests relevant destination activities as per the preferences, search history, booking patterns, interactions which individual normally has. So this entire approach, what it does, it creates an entire marketing strategy which focuses is directly on a person and his personality. So it also encourages, because you're using that, it encourages conversion happens quicker, encourages his exploration of newer destinations and experiences. Additionally, the optimization of advertising strategies happen. So not only are you doing this, plus then you're choosing in advertising platforms and you optimize how much money resources you spend on each platform using AI, and you identify high value customer segments and you attract them towards you, so the higher rate of interest comes, rate of returns comes in. Now, use of technologies such as AR and VR. AR and VR is virtual reality and augmented reality. With using of VR, especially, a person can have an experience of the destination before even going to the destination. So that helps in a huge way because you can explore that. And using AR makes it an interactive session. So they can get more data in terms of the aspect. So, like I just said, makes it an interactive session. So AR applications overlay digital information such as historical facts, points of interest, interactive maps, physical environment, and both these integrated together, AR and VR, using AI can make appropriate suggestions also as per the behavior of the customer who is using them. So this engages the travel aspirant. Makes them want to go. It's like when the food comes on your table, your mouth waters. So mouth waters wanting to go there and to discover the place in itself, and engages the customer, and therefore it also creates conversion. So real time of destination implementation of AI, we'll go through various boards. What is the Singapore Tourism Board? It uses AI technology for destination management, uses it for marketing, uses it for to predict tourist behavior, their preferences, spending patterns. When boards do that, when they go through data which analyzing the tourist behavior, how tourists typically behave, where, what are the preferences, where do they want to go, what do they want to see, how much do they spend, that all helps in creating a budgetary aspect to it. So it helps in predicting trends which are going to happen. Targeting of high value customer segments, developing specified marketing campaigns to certain tourists, they can resonate towards the tourists' interests and preferences. And they use virtual assistants to provide real-time assistance, supportive products. So that enhances the entire visitor experience. You have a virtual assistant all the time, which is run by the tourism board, which is giving you information whenever you want it. So visit Scotland. Again, they use AR and VR to promote. Scotland VR allows users to explore iconic Scottish landmarks, historical sites, natural landscapes, and 360-degree virtual tours. What that does is creates an interest. When I see something in the 360 virtual world, I want to go there and see it at a personal level. So I do go there and see it on a personal level. So Scotland, Visit Scotland also uses search engines in terms of AI-powered search engines, which do recommendations. So they make travel itineraries depending on my interest. So if I go to Scotland, my interest may be wanting to go and see the whiskey development distilleries. So that also can be known. Somebody's interest would be only historical. So all the activities, where to go, what to do, depending on what my preferences are. You could suggest a travel itinerary, suggest accommodation, get me in touch base with the people who can make those tours happen. So all that is AI driven. And then obviously, Switzerland does, even Scotland uses virtual assistants and chatbots. So it gives real-time assistance, real-time transportation options, tells me about a local event which is happening, which I should go and visit because it suits my taste, my preferences. So that's what it does. But this inspires me because as a traveler, it tells me, inspires me to, go through breathtaking sceneries, warm hospitality. I mean, would want to explore more of Scotland and experience Scotland and see it in its entirety and see what it has to offer rather than having just a superficial visit. Tourism Australia does the same thing. Similar things. They all do similar things. All tourism departments are adapting to AI technologies. So they're using it again and for marketing tools to enhance the travel destination. So they analyze traveler preference, trends, social media interactions, and they gain insights into behavior of potential customers, visitors. As a hotelier, I always say customers, but it's visitors. So they're doing specific targeted, marketing. Like Sydney is being promoted as a sports city. So they're appealing to a particular client who resonate with that. So Tourism Australia, they develop, going in that manner. Plus, then they're looking at the natural beauty of this specific customer segment. So, what is a sports lover? They will promote this. If it's a tennis lover, another aspect will be promoted. But nature lover, all the natural spots of Australia will be promoted. So that is how they do it. And they also use virtual assistants and chatbots. Provide personalized travel recommendation, assistance, support to travel, contacts, ensuring seamless and enjoyable experience before, during and after the visit to Australia. Dubai Tourism. Again, Dubai is one of the leading tourist spots in the world. So they are now harnessing AI to market as a leading travel destination. Vast amount of retail, because Dubai is a hub, it takes a vast amount of tourists and also vast amount of data is collected. Tourist preferences are noted. All through the booking patterns, the social media interaction, their behaviors, their preferences, all get analyzed. And marketing campaigns are designed, showcasing landmarks, their luxury accommodations, the tallest building in the world, the tallest hotel in the world, and the unique spots and unique experience of some people go to Dubai for shopping, so look at their shopping experiences. So all that is tailored made towards driving to the audience which comes for that. So they use virtual reality to provide virtual tours, virtual shopping and tours, virtual hotel tours in the tallest building in the world. So they allow travelers to explore landmarks. Then they also have virtual assistants which provide recommendation, assistance, visitor experience gets encouraged, and engagement happens with the visitor. Amsterdam marketing. AI-driven visitor insight and personalized recommendation. Again, Amsterdam uses vast amount of visitor data, including online interaction, social media mentions, tourist behavior, to gain valuable insights of interest, and they design their and develop their campaigns accordingly and personalize recommendations accordingly. And they hit at specific customer services. So they give personalized travel itineraries, activity suggestions. All this always does visitor engagement. And conversion rate also happens, because then there is an overall satisfaction which comes in, because when you have a virtual assistant and you have all a person analyzing your needs and telling you exactly what, giving you recommendations in terms of what you should do how to go, where to go, and making it easy for you, it always increases visitor engagement and conversion rates, and also results in higher spend in the location. And when you do targeted marketing, what you are doing is your conversion rates are higher than marketing. Your promotional efforts are being realized, and your efficiency improves. New Zealand. Again, New Zealand does the same thing. Gains insights by analyzing the same behavior. Travel data, search behavior, booking patterns, social media interaction. New Zealand showcases its vast beauty. So they specify New Zealand is a small country, and in that small country, it's got very natural beauty spots. So they're showcasing the vast beauty using AI as a technology, personalizing marketing campaigns. They have mountains and sea in the same place. So they're using all this data and seeing which attracts which type of customer. So they've increased engagement, conversion rates increases, international brand of New Zealand increases for travelers. And what happens is, because it's a small country, the marketing spends, budgets are limited. So in that limited budget, they improved the return of investment. They enhanced the overall effectiveness of the destination. So ultimately, they're driving tourism growth by using AI to personalize their recommendations. Now, Poly AI voice assistant. Poly AI is the leading provider of conversational AI technology that developed a voice assistant specifically tailored for the travel industry. What are the salient features of Poly AI? It is natural language understanding, but it simply means it is bilingual. It understands and different languages and speaks in those languages to the customers which they are. And it can be used the world over. It gives personalized recommendations based on preferences, past behavior, suggests flights, accommodations, dining options based on your food taste and what you like to try, what you wouldn't like to try. Obviously, it does booking assistance. It is not a booking engine, but it helps you do all your bookings, flights, hotels, rentals, cars, etc., everything. And gives you real-time notifications and updates. What is the flight status, gate changes, delays, weather in the place which you've gone to, is there any activity happening in that place? So real-time updates and notification happens. You don't have to go and ask people on that. what obviously travel itinerary management is done by the Poly AI. Because it's your assistant, you're walking, moving with it all throughout where you're going. So it organizes your bookings, organizes your reservations, your travel documents in one place, assists you in providing upcoming flights, hotel check-ins and other important things, keeps giving you customer service 24/7 because it's there with you all the time. It is addressing your inquiries, giving you information of the place. It is telling you when your if your gate has changed, if your flight is delayed, and what is your check-in, check-out time, reminding you of different aspects. It's handling your common queries, it's your travel policies. It is telling you anything, everything about your travel policy in the area where you're going, your visa requirements, how you're going to get your visa, what is the baggage allowance on the airline which you're taking, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So advantages of Poly AI, it gives an enhanced user experience because everything happens through one assistant, everything. So your bookings can happen, your information flow happens, your travel policy you come to know in that area. You're not going through 100 and different and websites and gathering information. All information comes to you in one place. So a time and effort saving happens. It is becomes convenient and accessible. It improves your efficiency for you. It's a scalable technology, allowing travel companies to accommodate growing customer demands and scale their operations effectively without compromising quality.